It's a machleki, there's a machleki between Rav Meir and Rav Yehisi, but here we pass like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yehisi. There is a halacha of mitzvah lekayim divrei anes. So, Tosfos says the kashe, why did the Gemara ask, b'maya skinon, ilim b'borin ki tziburim haya, b'moshach, b'shrim ra, b'maya tziburin ki tziburin ame. So the kasha was, why couldn't he explain the Mishneh on the basis of Mishkan Rames? So there are several tarotim. And then Rabbi Tam says that the halacha of Mitzvah Kain Rames is only shayach when it's mashrish b'tchilo. But when it's not mashrish b'tchilo, so then there is no halacha of Mishkan Rames. And at first Rabbi Tam mentioned the raya from Mishneh Giyurei, but then according to the second chiddush by Rabbi Netam, so there is no raya from the Gemara of Mishneh Giyurei, because the second chiddush of Rabbi Netam is that Mishneh Kain Rames is analogous to Divrei Shechiv Makesum Kichsuvim Chemsurin Damye, and just as the aloch of Divrei Shechiv Kichsuvim Chemsurin Damye is like Yerusha, mainly it doesn't apply to a ger who cannot be Meirish like Mishneh Giyurei. So the halacha of the Mishneh Kain Rames is also like Yerusha, and it cannot apply to a ger like Mishneh Giyurei. So mainly there is no raya from the Gemara of Mishneh Giyurei for the first chiddush of Rabbi Tam. But this is Rabbi Tam's chiddush, that the halacha of Mishneh Kain Rames is only shayach when he is mashlish b'tchilo. Now then, So the Rishonim asked the kasha, but the Gemara says, Nashaleach, Pliny Shifrosi also likiras ruach, asu likiras ruach. So keeping is a yoshin lasis likiras ruach, So why? Because Mishneh Kain Rames, but he was not mashlish the shifro. So the Rambam gives the teretz. So then he says, "Im kei amai kevnes ayoshin lasis nishif chokir asuach ikel meima." Hoso, kim shoma kach, zochu ba'ashamayim, uchemeise matnosi lishli adomi. Kol ze kosev Rabbi Tamzal, v'sifra Yosha. So the Rabbi Tam himself has that kash in Sifra Yosha. So why does the Gemara say, in Ashaleach, by playing Shifrosi, Dafmem, Umedalem, אמר רבי יחנן, כי אוסר רב שמואל בר יהודה, אמר רבי יחנן, מי שאומר משס מסוסי פליני שפחוסי קרס רוח, אוסי סולי, יא אוסר לו קרס רוח, כי בנסי יורשים ואיסי לו קרס רוח, מי תאימה מיצו לקיים דיב רמס. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Oh, weiß ich, was du hast gesagt? Wie mein Ruchon ist Karo, belo ich Schicho, ich Achero. In other words, she has to be asked, what do you want? Suppose she says, I don't want to be Mishucha. Then there is no aloha of Mitzvah Kani Lames, because the Mitzvah Kani Lames is a schus that becomes vested in the beneficiary of that tzivu. Of that tzivu. But if the one who is supposed to benefit from the tzivu says, no, I don't want to be Mishucha, so then we're not giving the Yoshi. But if the Shifcha says, yes, I want to be Mishucha, so then Kevin is a Yoshi. Kevin is a Yoshi. Now, the Rambam Shite is a little different than Rashi. The Rambam Shite, that's the Rif Shite. In Perek Tes Mil Reschir Matone, Halochi Yidveit. Oma Plei Shifchosu Asu Lo Kira Shruach, Eisi Lo Kira Shruach, Veini Vedes Elo Avedo Sheirei Tzibo, Mikol Avoideis Ayidueis Lavodim Beyeisei Moki. Beyeisei Moki. But Shichonat, but Rashi says, that Shichur also. So apparently Rabbi Tam agreed with Rashi. So Rabbi Tam himself has that kashi against himself, Zimra Yoshua. So he gives the teretz. He gives the teretz. Kim Shoma kar zocho ba shomai uchemeisya matnosei lishui adam. Called the question, what's the pshat zocho ba shomai? Why zocho ba shomai? So we see, so the answer is, Mitzvah kind of Rames, according to Rav Netam, is not a mitzvah grade. It's a schus. But that schus is only a schus to maintain to preserve the tzivu of the mess. So Mimele, but he does not get his schus, the beneficiary of the tzivu, does not become invested with this chus to be made tzimome on the basis of the tzivames. So that's why Rabbi Tam says, if, let's say, the mess already was mashlish mome with someone, that it should be given to a certain person, so then he doesn't have to be made tzimome from the yoshim, because he only has to preserve the tzivu, to preserve the mome in accordance with the tzivu of the mess. So that kind of ischus he has. Mashenkin, if he's not mashlish, so then he has to resort to a gviye, to be made tzimome from the yoshim. So mitzli kind of ames does not give him ischus to be made tzimome. Only leharzik, not lemeitzi. So mimele, Rav Netam says, vis-a-vis, an evet naini or a shifro knaini is, since the evet, the shifro, is mozek ba'atzmei, and I mentioned that when we discussed the Rashbo at the beginning of Gittin. In other words, why do we say, Teisu says that the reason as to why there is no aloha of taninen by get is because mishim igina kil rabbanon, and by shtar shichu there is also an inyan of igune. But the Rambam says sheinu isur mikin lemomenes, and the Rashba also says that. So why? Because by get there is no baldovo. The aloha of taninon is that we have to be ten for the baldovo. Get is isaveta. So then the question arose, all right, get is isaveta. But how about shichu? Shichu, there is a baldovo. So I mentioned the Ramban and the Rashbo in Bobasre, in Ligabi Sheiver, that the aloche of taninen, Mizuyev, applies only leharzik, not leitzi. There is a loche of taninen on behalf of the Nitva, but there is no Aloch of Taninen on behalf of the Teveya. Loud lady. And by Eved, so who is in Muzik Be'atzme? Yeah, who is in Muzik Be'atzme? David is in Muzik Be'atzme. So on the contrary, if Besden would be taken Mizuyev on behalf of the Orden, so Besden would in effect be taken Mizuyev in order to be Meitzi. In order to be Meitzi, the Eved from Rishus Atzme. And I mentioned the Ritvo in Gittin Daf Mem, that in case of Isofik, so the Aloch is a Meitzi Mechavel of Raye, so in connection with Eved, who is considered the Muzik? David. David, because he doesn't require any tvise, he's moving Be'atzme. So Memele, that's the Pshat of Rabbetam. The Pshat of Rabbetam is that Mitzvah kind of a message is Schus, but the Chachomim were only Misakei a Schus of Laharzik Momei, not a Schus of being Meitzi Momei on account of the wish of the deceased, of the mess. So Mele, in regard to Momei, so if he was Mashlish, so then it's not Lehetzi, it's Leharzik, because it is already left in escrow, in accordance with a certain directive. So Mashayim Kein, if it was not Mashlish, so it's Lehetzi, there is no schus of Mitzlet Kaidi Rames, Lehetzi Momin from the Yoshi. Mashayim Kein, in regard to Shifro and Eved, so they are since the Eved, the Ritva says that Mem in Gittin, that the Eved is Mozik Be'atzmei. So it's always Laharzik. So he doesn't have to deposit the Eved in escrow. The Eved is Mozik Be'atzmei. So Mele, the Schus of Mitzel Kaimri Rameh is applied. All right. This is Rameh Tamshi. Then he said, Kol ze, because of Rameh Tamzal, the Ramban says, B'siv Rayosha. Then he gives another tarets. The Mishum Mitzvah, the Kashi is, why does the Gemara have a problem with explaining this Mishnah? Why couldn't the Gemara explain this Mishnah on the basis of Mitzvah Kaim Divames? So he says, the Efshal Reforish, the Mishum Mitzvah Kaim Divames, in Kiev and Eson, Shariom Ru, Sharam Ginon, Mitzvah is simply free of his Aviyah, Vador Yedu Hashim Kiev and Eson, Uchi the Pirish Rajazal, Mifirik Mishoy and Oso. אבל שאני שיפחו שקיב משום היעשה לו כרס רוח נעשה כמפקיר שיפחו סי ויוצא לחירוס ויצור ירגת שיחו וילב מצליקאים דברי המס אין יהיה לו כמישת בו אבל מקיב משום הלבונו שלא להשתבית בו ומצליקאים דבורו מדעז גמור רומא ונעשה כמפקירו ולפיכוך כיף ונעשה לכתיב לוגה Lichtiv Loget. Now, so the other teretz is that, so then the Ramban gives another teretz and the kashe of Tesis. Why couldn't the Gemara explain the Mishnah on the basis of Mishkan Divames? He says, as far as Mishkan Divames is concerned, so it's a mitzvah, but there is no kviyah. Why is there no kviyah? Why is there no kviyah? So he says, in the same way as mitzvah, as Rashi says in Ksuves, mitzvah is saying in the Freya Chivis Aviyah. So in Ksuves. Now that's a Gemara in Ksuves. Now, the halacha is that if the father died and then he left Kakoes, so then the malve can be gave from the nechosim of the Yosh, because there is a shibut nechosim. But suppose the mess, the father, the meirish, so did not leave any kakoes, he only left vitaltalim, so vitaltalim yasme loy mishtabde, so the balcheiv cannot be gave from vitaltalim. However, even though he cannot be gave, but, so they cannot be balkolcheiv, they cannot be any kviyeh. But he's still mechuyev, the Yoshim are still mechuyev to pay. Mitzvah, I say, when? If the father did live nechosim. But not kakoi is mitaltling. If the father didn't leave anything, not even mitaltling, so then there is not even mitzvah and yisemin to be pereyachiv avin. To be pereyachiv avin. That's it. That's the Gemara. Tzadikalo from the blazing suves. So the Gemara says, also we come to Abaye, Omer lehem mitzvah I say in lifrei achiv avi. Achiv avi. So Rashi says, mitzvah I say in lifrei achiv avi, mishim kvid avi. And what is it? What mitzvah is it? Because of kibudah. Elo she'in li bezn li keiv von al kach. The love mitzvahs are same for eshesi, ki suko v'chelulav, elo mitzvah bi'alme de rabon. Elo mitzvah bi'alme de rabon. So, Teisve, Rashi says, that if the father left just mitaltalim, not kakoyes, so there is no shibud nechosim, but the children are mechuyev to pay the debt. But kviyeh there isn't. Kviyeh there isn't. Why shouldn't there be kviyeh? After all, there is aloche, and all mitzvahs there is kviyeh. So he says, this is only mitzvah mirabah. This is what the Rashi says. Now, teisves, this is daf tzadik aleph. The Rashi is daf tzadik aleph on the basic suvis. Teisves daf pivo, on the aleph of suvis, mentions the Rashi's pshat. Avo, bidoleka achayis nechosim, that means if the father left only mitaltalim, he didn't leave kakoeis, mitzvah laisein, vein keifi, ki dimucha bepirek mishoye nosu, ka beahud isho baktine deare, vitayme, so why is there any kviye? So Rashi says, because it's only mitzvah de rabonon. Since when is kibudav only mitzvah de rabonon? Kibudav is a mitzvah de rais. So why does Rashi say it's only mitzvah de rabonon? The answer is, because we pass like the mandoma, that the chiyuv of kibudav is only Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. Now, since the father did not leave any kakoes, so there is no shibud nechosim. So then, if the son will pay out of the mitaltalim that he yashin from the father, so then he'll be mikayim mitzvah kibud av Mishal Ben, not Mishal Av. So Mimele, there is no mitzvah of kibudav mitrais in this case. Because we pass like the mandoma, that the chiv of kibudav is only to be mechabedav out of the money of the father. But this is his money. The mitaltalin that he yashent is his money. So there is no chiv of kibudav mitrais. But mitrabonon, there is a special takone. The of kibudav, even though it's his money. So since it's only mid Rabbonon, so in the middle there is no kviyeh. So that's Rashi Shite, that al mitzvah de Rabbonon, there is no aloche of makne isi ashtet nafshi. But Teisve says something else. Teisve Shite is that in the case that actually here there is a chiyuv of mitzvah of kibudav mid Reis. There is a chiyuv of kibudav midrais. Now, then what you ask, but we do pasken like the mandoma that the chiyuv of kibudav midrais, the chiyuv of kibudav is only Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben, and here it will be Mishal Ben. But many Rishonim say that when do we say that the chiyuv of kibudav is only Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben, in other words, if the father has money, so then, the son is not mechuyev to spend his own money to be mechabe the father. He can use the funds of the father. But if the father doesn't have money, the son has money, then everybody agrees that midraise is mechuyev to spend his own money. I'm kibdav. So apparently, teis v'shite is like this Rishenim. That's why Teisa says that here the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kibudat Midraise. But why isn't there kibud, why isn't there kviye? So he says, V'taime mishim dehave mitzvah kibud, mishim dehave mitzvah kibud, mitzvah shemat mischor b'tzido, dein bezni shalem mato muzorin ona. So that's why, because it's a mitzvah seseh shemat mischor, v'man yitavoch varach deyomim, so memele a mitzvah shemat mischor b'tzido, so there is no kviye. So the Ramban says there's a teretz and the kashe of Teisves. Why doesn't the Gemara explain the Mishnah of Tnu Monolish Pleinu Meis Yitn Lachamiso on the basis of Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames? So the Ramban says a teretz that if it had been based upon Mitzvah Lekayim Ames, there is no kviyah, because it's only a mitzvah rabbah. So that was, so you see, according to Rabbi Netam, so then it's a schus. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a schus. And maybe there is kriya and everything. But Tam says that this schus only applies to a case where it was mashlish the mummy. In other words, it's a schus to be marzik in moment of the mess, but not to be made in the moment of the mess. So, but it's a schus, not a mitzvah. And according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah. So then the question arises, but the Gemara in Hashaleach says, Kevin is a yershim veislo kirasruach. And Rashi explains it. What does it mean? It means that we are mshachia. So we see why, because by time and mitzvah kind of rames. So we see that there is kviye. So how can the Ramban say that a mitzvah kind of rames there is no kviye? So it's Gemara Mefureshes. So bishleime, if the Ramban had said like the Rif in the Ramban, that Kefin is a Yoshin Vaisin. Or anyway, I mean, so it still be a kashi. According to the Rif and the Ramban, Kefin is a Yoshin Vaisin Kiroswa doesn't mean Shichu. In other words, that he should refrain from being matriach, from imposing hard labor upon her. He shouldn't be even be perech. Like this, one is allowed to be mishabi b'ferach in Evet Nayi. There is only a nisa to be mishabi b'ferach in Evet Ivri. V'achichem ne'Yisroel ish b'yochim lo yisir de b'ferach. But Evet Nayi, there is no nisa of Avides Perach. But here, because of Mr. Kani Rames, so he cannot keep in the Yoshim that they shouldn't be able to perach. So even according to Rambam, there is a loch of kriye. So the Ramban himself is that kashi. So then he said, Abul Shana Shifra. Shifra is different. Shekiv Shoma Yosa Vokora Squach. Nase ki mafkir shifchose v'yotzo lecheus v'yitzomir gechichu v'yilav mitzli kaim divrei ames eine yelo ki mishatebo avon mikivin shomar livonov shalo ili ishtabit bo u'mitzli kaim dvorov midaz gmuro oma v'nase ki mafkiro u'fichoch keivin eison lichtiv loget. And the Miri also mentions it in the name of the Ramban. The same thing. V'yeshel, v'achash emeiz bori zeh shomar pnumonu lepleinu itnumonu zeh lepleini yishaivu ayoshim litnei mitiras mitzvah likayim divrei ames bein bimonu zeh bein bimonu stam שערי דיליץ ולקיים דברמס נמר הביבורי שציבו ומאיץ כמו שהסבור למטו בעניין הילך מונה לפלני וכי מצווי שכיפר עליו וכמי שאומרו פרק השלח פלני שפחוס יוסו לקרס רוח יעשו לקרס רוח כיפר זה יוסו לקרס רוח ופיר שאחרים הרבונים שאין דצחם נתם שאין דיליץ ולקיים דברמס נמר כשם צווה היצי אדובו מרשוסי ומוסרי ליד שוליש כי נהיל לחמונה לפלני, הומו למטו, וכגי משל שמויס לביטי, וכגי תנו שקל לבני, שמוסר הנכוסים לאפוטרופס, אבל זה שאומר תנו, וכשמי סדיין המומן ביודי, אינם רים בו זה מצוליקאים דברמס, דילה בוכה, מטו לשחיב מרע, דאפי עוד מקצת בו הקניין, כי מה יש מידה לקנה, מי שמיס לקטר מס, אלו שלנים הקיין, אלו כשאיצה המומן ביודי. ואף על פי שפליני שפחוס עדיין בשוס היסיימים, הוא יביא של דאס ליסקיס בעצמו, הרי כמי שיוצא מתחת יודי. So, I mean, זוכר מהשמיים, because she is בשוס עצמו. Then he says, ויש מתארצים, שמיצו לקיים אין כיפנס היושים עולה, כי במיצו על היסיימים לפרי אחי וסביהם, שאין כיפן עולה, וכיר הסכוח של שפחו, מכיר משאומר שלא ישתת בו, הרי הוא כמו שהפקירו, והרי הוא אומרו, במפקיר עבדי, ומי שכיפס היורשי. או, בקיר הסכוח של שפחו, מכיר משאומר שלא ישתת בו, הרי הוא כמו שהפקירו. What the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, that mitzvah kind of amazed, there is no kviye. So why does the Gemara Hashaliach say, plainly שפחו שיוצא לקיר הסכוח, יעשו לו קיר הסכוח, so כיפין, כיפין את היורשי, because they are, it's not on the basis of mitzvah kain d'vames, it's on the basis, since he says, yas lo kiraswach, so he indicated that he doesn't want that she should remain a shifre. So mele it's like mafkir avde, so mele it's keifin, and he say, on the basis of mafkir avde. But the Gemara doesn't say it's on the basis of mafkir avde. The Gemara says, my time in mitzvah kain d'vames, So let the Gemara say, my time, mishum shekiven shom ayos lo kiraswach, gilo es daite sheiv kirasavde. The Gemara says, my time mitzvah l'kayim divrames. So what's the pshat in the Ramban? So we have to say that the Ramban shite is also that there is, it's not just a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah the Rabbonon, like let's say, like taking the lulev beyond the sheni, or like any other, or in mitzvah de rabbonon, like lighting the Hanukkah candles. This is a chayv. It's a chayv binogam lechaveirei. It's also ischus. Even according to the Ramban, it's ischus. It's a chayv. It's not just a mitzvah like lighting Hanukkah candles. This is ischus. Even according to the Ramban, it's ischus. But there are certain schusim where there is no shibut nechosim. And there are certain schusim where there is shibut nechosim. But this chiyuv is a chiyuv to the beneficiary of the tzivuk. It's not just a mitzvah, drabonon, like lighting Hanukkah candles. In other words, it's a schus that is vested in the beneficial, let's say, if he said, tnu mona leplaini, so the plaini gets his chus, and the yoshim amechuyev, to the plaini, it's not just a mitzvah, not one mocking, it's a chiyuv to the plaini, but there is no shimut nechosim, according to the other rishonim, there is even shimut nechosim, and there is kviye, but here there is no kviye, but it doesn't mean why. So the Ramban mentions Rashi shite ligabei mitzvah la'isemim lefreyachim v'aviyem. So Rashi explains it on the basis of kibudav, but why kibudav is not the rabbanon, kibudav is the raise. The answer is midraise is not mechuyev to do kibudav with his own moment. He's only mechuyev to do with the moment of it. Mishalav, not Mishalben. And here, with Rabbonon, so if the father left Mitaltalim, so then he's Mechuyev to do it. He's Mechuyev to do it out of his own mummy. But it doesn't mean it's just a mitzvah. It's a chayv. Mitzvah is saving with Freya Chilavien, that means that there is a shibud aguf. He's Mechuyev to pay. He's Mechuyev, he's indebted to that. But since it's only midrabbanon, so there is no kviye. But it's a chayv, it's not just a mitzvah grade. So memele, but since it's midrabbanon, so Rashi Shite is, there is no kviye. Now, Rashi says that had it been midraise, so then, if this kibudah had been midraise, then there would be kviye. But Tesis raises a strong kashi against Rashi. The Gemara says Nachum that Kuflamed that Kol Mitzvah says Shemat Schor Bitzido Ein Bez Nishal Matu Kifno, and the Gemara says it in regard to Kibudav, because there was a certain person who didn't give Kibudav. So someone wanted to be Maki. So the Gemara says no, you cannot be Maki. There is no halacha of kriya because it's matan schor b'tzino. So why does Rashi say because it's only midrabanon? The implication being that had it been midraise, so there would be kriya. The answer is because kibudav is not just a mitzvah. Is not just a mitzvah b'nodun l'mokim. It's not kibudav is not just a mitzvah like putting on tefillin b'nodun l'mokim. Kibudav the Yerushalmi in Peye calls kibudav priyas chayv. So by kibdav, according to the mandoma, that there is kibdav mishalav, mishalben. So then there is shibud nechosim also. There is no shibud nechosim according to the mandoma who says mishalav, because that does not come within the mitzvah of kibdav to spend his own money. So that's why there is no shibud nechosim. But if it would come within the mitzvah of kibudav, then there is shibud nechosim too. So by kibudav, so memele true, there is no aloche of makinesi achetitz nafshia in kibudav. But mitzvah shibud nechosim, bezden would be keife, would collect the debt from the yisaimim if it had been midraise. So why is bezden not keife him to pay the debt of the father? Because it's only a mitzvah midrabanon, but midrabanon it's a chayv. Midrabanon it's a real chayv. Kibudav in general is a priyas chayv, the Yerushalmi says. And according to Mandoma, that kibudav is mishalben, there is shibud nechosim also. But according to Mandoma, that kibudav is mishalav, so maybe it's not shaykh to say shibud nechosim because he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. But let's say, according to the Rishonim, who say that even according to Mandoma, who Mishalben, but if the father doesn't have and the son has, so then he's Mechuyev Mishalben, not only because of Zdoke, but because of Kibudav, so there could be Shibud Nechosim also. So the only reason is why we are not Keife, the Yoshim, the Yisaimim, to pay up the debt of the father is because it's only mitzvah Rabbonon. But with Rabbonon, it's not a mitzvah grade, like lighting Hanukkah candles or like taking an esrig and Yom Tov Sheni. So it's a real chayv. It's a chayv. There is a shibud aguf. But since is the chiyuv is only with Rabbonon, so there is no kriye and there is no shibud nechosim, even though we do have shibud nechosim in the Rabbanon. But here the Chachomim were not misaking shibud nechosim, since the chayv is based upon the mitzvah. Since the chayv is based upon the mitzvah, so mele the Chachomim were not misaking shibud nechosim. So what the Ramban says, that he doesn't mean that mitzvah kaim divrei ames is a mitzvah like lighting Hanukkah candles. No, it is a chayv. Mitzvah kind of a mess is a chiyuv to the beneficiary of the tzivum. And if the mess said tnu money leplani, so it's a chayv. So the yoshim are mechuyev to give it to the plani. not just a mitzvah, but there is no kliyeh. Just as mitzvah likad, as just as mitzvah laisim lechfrei achiv avir. So he's a chayim, but there is no kliyeh. So here too there is no kliyeh, but his chus it is. So he agrees with the same shite as Rav Netam, that it's his chus. But there is one difference. Rav Netam says that when is there that schus to collect the money that is already in the rishus of the beneficiary? But if it is, but lehitzi, he doesn't, the chachomim will not misaken a schus that the beneficiary should be able to be given to be mitzimomim from the yoshi. That not. But in the case where the mess was mashlish, left money in escrow, so then he has his chus to collect it because it's not lehitzi, it's lehausig. So the Ramban says, even if he was mashlish, momen in escrow, it's still lehitzi. Because why? It's not lehitzi from the yoshim. But it wasn't given to the sholish that it should be his. It was given to the sholish to do something. So whose moment is it? It's the balamomen's moment. And then when the balamomen died, when the mitzvah died, so the yoshim stand in the shoes of balamomen. So in other words, the possession of the person with whom it was deposited, that's considered as the possession of the yoshim. So it's always late. So that's the reason as to why we cannot be kafe, the sholish, to give it away. Because it's always lazy. In other words, we cannot be kafe. We cannot be kafe the yor, we cannot be kafe the sholish to give it away if, after all, the sholish has no right to express an opinion. The sholish can only say, the yoshim tell me not to fulfill the wish, the tzavoye of the father. So memele, we cannot tell the sholish that he should give it away, because then will be came for the yoshim to give up their momin that is in their issues. It, even when the sholish gives it up, so it's still meitzi miyad merishus a yoshim, because the sholish kept it for their father. So mimele, there is no schus sins, there is no shivut nechosim, so mimele, there is no kviye. So even if he was mashlish the money, he still cannot be kain for the yoshim, because he's still eitzi. Mashein kain, in connection with shifre, or avet naili, so he doesn't need any kviye, because the eved, the shifre, is murzik biatzme. So, since there is a chiyuv upon the yoshim to fulfill the wish of the father, so the male, the shifre, has a schus to be marzekes biatzmo, and she's not mechuseres any kviye. In the case, in other words, the Ramban also holds that there is a schus, but the Ramban's shite is, the Ramban shita is, there is no kvi. And that's whose there is no kvi. Even if he was mashlish, there is no kvi. Mashein kein ligabe shifro. So he says, we don't have to resort to kvi. Since there is this on the basis of mitzli kaim divrames, so the shifro, she's not mechuseres any kvi. She's mosekes biatzmo. So mimele, since the yoshim owe it as a chayiv the shichu, so memele it's considered as if he was mafkir. Not that the tzavoye itself is a lotion of hefker. Hefker requires a lotion of hefker. But he mentions, the Ramban mentions the aloche, hamafkir esav de yotzo lecheirus vitzor de shichu, and then the aloche is and kefin es odin to be mishachim. And suppose the Odin was Mafkia the Eved, and then he died, so then the Aloche is that business came for the Yoshi to be Mishachar the Eved. So there is Aloche that once the Kinyan Momen in order to have the neve two kinyoni, a kinyomome and a kinyonisa. So there is a general aloche that once the kinyomome is spoka from the evet, for whatever reason, the kinyomome is spoka, so best is keife the oden to be mishache. So the Ramban shita is that mitzli kind of ames is a schus, but it is schus that does not involve shibud nechosim. So meleis, since it doesn't involve shibud nechosim, so there is no kfiyah either, because the whole schus is grounded in the rabban. So there is no kfiyah on his schus that is grounded in the takones chachomim. So meleis, there is no kfiyah. But since a schus there is, so on account of the schus of mitzvah kind of ames, the shifre was zeiche ba'atzmo. In the kinyan moment, she was zeiche ba'atzmo. Why was she zeiche ba'atzmo, the shifre? Because of mitzvah kind of ames. Once she was zeiche ba'atzmo, in the kinyan moment, he spoke us, so memele the shifre has the same status as mafkir avdei. So then there is another aloche, that when the noden is mafkir the eved, and then he dies, so if he doesn't die, so we are keeping the oden himself, and if he does die after he was mafkir, we are keeping the yoshim. So here the kviye is because of the general aloche, that where the kinyan moment is spoke us, so then, where the kinyan moment is spoka, so then we are kefir the Odin, or the Yoshim of the Odin, to be mishache. But why was the kinyan moment spoka? Not because of mafkir. He wasn't mafkir, he only said, asulo kiresruach. And what does asulo kiresruach mean? Whatever shield meant. But if shield meant just a diminution in her work, so then we are not kefir the Yoshim to be mishacha. But if she says, she demands, she insists upon shicho, then we are keeping the yoshim. So in other words, so the tzivu of asilu keres ruach did not constitute a hefker. But the kiyamomen was spoka on the basis of the schus that the shifro they acquired. And since she doesn't require any gviye because she is mosekes be'atzmo, it's not like collecting momen from the yoshim or even from the hands of the sholish who is keeping it, who is a shemir on behalf of the yoshim. The shifro is mosekes be'atzmo, so she's not mechuseres any gviye. So memele automatically, when the mitzvah died, so she acquired in herself the kinyan moment. In other words, the kinyan moment of the Odin was spoka, of the Yoshim was spoka. So Mimele, but the Yoshim had a kinyan isel. So then the kviya is on the basis of a mafkir avdei, yotzolachirus v'kifines Odin lishachir. But how did she become like hifkir, like a mafkir avdei? That's on the basis of the schus, on the basis of the schus of mitzvah kaim diramis. But even the Ramban agrees that mitzvah kaim diramis is not a mitzvah grade, but it is schus. Alright. Now, Gufe. The Gemara. Gufe, Omer Avun Amaran. Mono libiotru. Pneu lili tvein, ima mishlosh nukone. Omer Rove Mistabu, milze de Ravi bikoten. Avul mil veloi. ולקים אומר רב אפילו במילווה התבנמה אומר שמואל משמיד הלוי מילווה לביותך תנאי ליל פעים המשלוש נקונה ויתאי ממאי what's the reason of my משלוש so we see from this gemore even though the Rishayim don't spell it out but it appears from that gemore that the whole problem in explaining the takone of Mamishloshten, after all, I mean, Mamishloshten is definitely takones chachon. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Time am I? So one Amir gives one time, and then the Gemara refutes that, then another Amir gives another time, and the Gemara refutes that too. Then at the end, finally, the Gemara says, it's Hilchas Eloi time. What is it? Why is it? I mean, there are so many takonis, and we don't have to resort to any explanation. The Chachom, and Teisve says, Teisve is the only shaming, that even though it's Hilchas Elul Taime, Mashemei Liknes, Avotam Yeish Lomo Tikno. So, all that, the Gemara says in connection with the Aloha of my Meshloshten, vis-a-vis Milvi. Because Voliki Momarav Afilu Bimilve and Itma Mame Omashmoyo Shvigalevi Milveli Biot Hotneo Pinam Shloshin Kones. Then the question of why is time am I? But if we say, if we were to assume like Rav Zvid, that the Aloha of Mame Shloshin, the Takone of Mame Shloshin applies only to the Kodan, then there is no problem. Hachomi Womisaki. My Mishloshten, Chachomim or Misaki, my Mishloshten. And what is the reason? As Teisve says, but it's a Hilchas Elul Taime, how it's made. So it's mashma from Pashtus Loshen Agmore, that why is it Hilchas Elul Taime only in connection with Milve, it's a Hilchas Elul Taime. Mashaikin, in connection with the Ben, in connection with Pikotin, it's not Hilchas Elul Taime. And then there is no problem. Why my Mishloshten is effective? The Chachomim are misaking that. What's wrong with that? But according to Rav's memory, that it's effective even by Milveh. So the question is, Milveh, there is no Ben. It's an intangible thing. How could this intangible thing be transferred just by the mere fiat of the Maor? In the presence of three. That's the question. So the Morris gives one time because Nasi came away, another time, whatever the reason. And then the Maskon of the Gemara is there is no time. How it's made? Because Milve is an intangible thing. How does the ownership in an intangible thing change? Just because the Malve says so? So what is it? So that's what in regard to Pikotin, it's not Milve, how long Hilchas Elul Taime. The Chachomim are misakin for a good reason. So Memele, it's Milve. But Milve, even though it's for a good reason, so there is a good reason as to the why, but as to the how, there is no reason. After all, it's an intangible thing. How is it transferred? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Vitaime Mai, Omar Ameima, Nasekeim, Ali Bishas Mat Mois. Shabbatnu lechol yididoch ulchol diose machmosoch. Suppose the Malve, the Leve would say to the Malve, in return for $1,000 that you are giving me now, I am obligating myself to you and to every SNE of yours, to everyone who will stand in your shoes. So then there is a Yischaimes. So Mimele, the Chachomim or Misake, that every Milve should be considered as if the Leve at the time of the Alvoye would explicitly undertake to pay this debt not only to the Malve, but to every SNE of the Malve, everyone to whom the Malve will assign this debt. Omer Ravashu Amimah Aralamato Hikno Lilin Lodim Dlahavu Bishas Matmoyes Hochenamed Likone. If the Takone was that it should be considered as if he said Bishas Matmoyes Shabbat no Cholidoch Cholosem Achmosoch. So in other words, so even though he didn't say so the Chachom. So then you cannot be mischaiming himself. So even if the Levi will explicitly say to the Malve, I am obligating myself to pay to you and to your great-great-grandchild that will be born, let's say 70 years later. So then it will not be chal, because one cannot be mischaiming himself. So So even if one would spell out that he is mischayev himself, that he should be indebted to someone who is not born yet, so it wouldn't be effective. So how can the Chachomim be misakei that if he is late, many years later, he assigns the debt to someone who at the time of the Matmois was not born yet, that he is king. So Elmato suppose the Malve, let's say 50 years later, after the Matmois, will assign it to a person who was born many years after the Matmois. So then, but you will not say it, because there are no limitations upon the effectiveness of my Mishloshten. The Malve can assign the debt through my Mishloshten to anyone who pleases. He can assign it to someone who was not Ba'ilom at the time of the Alvoi. To Elom Aravash. Now, in the Gemara, we find many times the basic concept in civil law that the contract is not binding unless it has consideration, but without consideration, is taken from the Gemara. Because that's the aloche of the Torah, that if somebody undertakes, promises something without any consideration, he doesn't get any anoye, so it's only a promise, it's not legally binding. But if he's mischayev himself in return for something, then it becomes a legal debt. So the Gemara many times says, "B'mai konye b'dvorim ba'alme." So the Gemara says, "B'ahi anoy, gomar u'mishabit nafshi, master shimechinom liyas kisheya." So if shimechinom undertakes to be chayev for onsin, he's chayev. So the Gemara says, "Kashe b'mai konye b'dvorim ba'alme." I mean, so the Gemara says, "B'ahi anoy, gomar u'mishabit nafshi." So the question is, what? So here too. So in other words, because the kasha of the Gemara was, what's the reason, what's the rationale of the how of the takone of my mishlosh? Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. Then 5 years later, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi stand in one room, and Reuven says to Shimon, $1,000 that you lent, that you lent several years ago, that you borrowed 7 years ago from me, and that you owe me, you pay to Levi. So then, the ownership in this intangible debt changes. Instead of being a debt from Shimon to Reuven, it becomes now a debt from Shimon to Levi. How is the Kones Chachomim? But how are the Chachomim? What's the basis for this takone? So the Gemara says, "Vayi anoy edikom mishtanile b'mil v'yishon b'mil v'chadosho gomo mishabit nafshi." Not that he actually said, because in certain cases, let's say, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon 5 years ago, so it's an old debt already. So he feels disposed to pay up. It's about time that he should pay up a debt that is already old 5 years. Now Reuven says to Shimon in the presence of Levi, "This debt that you have been owed me for 5 years, I don't want to get paid. You pay it to Levi." So Levi becomes a new owner of the debt. So he feels free that for a certain time, let's say for a few months at least, that he will not be pressured to pay. So as long as it was, as the ownership of the debt was not transferred to Levi, so he felt very disposed, very disposed to pay up the debt as quickly as possible. Now that the ownership changes, so he feels that Levi will not pressure him, because after all, he just became the owner of the debt. So why should he pressure him? So he gets a certain benefit. So he gets a certain hanoye. So mainly in return for the hanoye, for the consideration that he gets, so he's mischayev himself to be indebted to pay to Levi. So mainly it's a real chayv. So if he will say explicitly, I mischayev myself to pay $1,000 to Levi because of the hanoye I get from Levi, the fact that he relieves me of pressure, so then it's hanoye. And why is an undertaking is chayves for hanoye considered legally binding? Because hanoye is considered kesef, and just as kesef can affect kiyonim in karke, so kesef can affect shibudim also. What does a chayv mean? A chayv means shibudim. And shibudim on what? Primarily on karke. So memele, through kesef, just as kesef can affect a ownership in karke, so kesef can affect shibudim. So memele, bahi anoye, suppose there would be such a situation. If they spelled it out, and let's say, suppose Reuven had been demanding payment of the debt. Of the debt from Shimon. 5 years he didn't pay it. And then they would reach an agreement that he's canceling his chayv, but he wants that the chayv should be paid to Levi. And then, in return for that, so Shimon would undertake to pay the debt to Levi. Then there would be midraisa, it would be legally binding. Because then there would be a schayves for kesef, for danoye. So maybe the chachomim are misaking that every case should be considered like that. Ba'ahi anoye, the kumishtan lo'i b'milu yishon lo'i chadosh kumishad nachchi. Omer yehune bar brei de rab nechemye le rab ashe, el ma'ato, ki gehane de bibar el yoshev, di kafse vishakle la'alter, hochanamed le'ikone. There were certain people, law-abiding people, very decent people, but they were very tough, and they never wanted to forego on any of their legal rights. So this is, I mean, as the Gemara says, "Luchova Yerushalayim al Shali Midu Divrei Maldintero." Said, "Shali Donu Lifni Mishor Sadi." In other words, there are two aloches in the Torah. There is the legal aspect of the Torah, which is enforceable, on which there is kfiye, and there are other aloches. V'lachta b'drochov, ma'hu rachum, ma'fato yirachum. So, the v'sis ayoshev ateiv, that's also a chiyuv deraise. But you can behave a person to be a rachum, to be a chanunt, to be a setin yosho, that you cannot do. So there is no kfiye. So lifni mishur sadin is called, when the Gemara says lifni mishur sadin, it doesn't mean it's beyond the obligatory realm of the Torah. Lifni mishur sadin is just as obligatory as the din, but the din represents the legal aspect of the aloche, and lifni mishur sadin represents the moral aspect of the aloche. So Beibar El Yosef, they refused to forego on any legal right. And even if a certain legal right was inconsistent with Valachta Bidrochov, they still insisted upon enforcing their legal rights. So Memele, legally, if let's say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven 5 years ago, and then now he gives it away to Levi. So legally, Levi can enforce the debt immediately. Immediately. So, Beibar Yosef, suppose the third party to whom the Malveh gives away the debt is a person like Bar Yosef, the Kafse Vishakle Alter. They will not give any chance to anybody. They will never forgo on their little rights. So then you cannot say, so in such a case, so they wouldn't extend the payment period. So if the S&E of the debt would be a person like Baruch Yosef, so then the takone of my mishloshin wouldn't apply. I mean, that's not mistaber. So, what does it mean? So, as the Rosh says, if not for the takone of my mishloshin, so business transaction would be very handicapped. It would be impossible to transact a business transactions without the takon of manish loshen. So there is a very good reason as to why the Chachomim found it necessary to be misaki manish loshen. But the question is the how. So it appears from this Gemara that all this is only shayach l'gabin manish loshen in milvim, because it's an intangible thing, there is no bein. But as far as the Maimich Roshten of Bikot is concerned, the Gemara doesn't even discuss. That's also the Kolos Chachamim. But the Gemara doesn't ask any questions, because it's not difficult. The how of the effectiveness of Maimich Roshten Bikot is not difficult to understand. It's only the how of the Maimich Roshten in the middle. Chodeho is Ilchas Elvei Taime. V'yidor, the Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, ha-kesef kol nechosof li-ishtei, lo yoso ela apetropi. V'yidor, the Omer Rav Hananye, ha-mashi ishe l'pnei godl, bi-bayis kone. So what's the other aloches? Ha-kesef kol nechosof li-ishtei, lo yoso ela apetropi, le-hach mi isu le-itzi, ויעבור פי שקוצר לו בלו שמתונה, לא יקנו סום, ואין טעם בדובו, אלא כך תקנו, ויפגבז נו יפגע. And the third הלוח is, וידו הורדו מרב חנניה, המאשי של בני גודל בבייס קונה, בייס מיוחד שמדובו, אלא עושה לו ביס חסונאוס, so he's קונה. Now, the Rashbam, now Teisa says, Kirch is Matam, Pirish Masha Meir Liknis, Arotam Yish Matim Chachom Ma Meshlosh, Tiknu Shol Yistorach Litreach Lasi Kiyoni, Vakeis Mechosof Liishtei, Mishun Shovik Librei, Viyoyiv Lachine, Vindereh Lasi Kiyoni, El Lechalik Lekobed Nisa Petropia, ומה שאיץ עוד נאי, כשאוב מי זה כל מה שיש מהבייס, סומך על ידי תדיבן כפורש ואיך ששמס. So, Tesva says that the Beloi Taimi is the only the how, but the why has a very good time. What's the time? So, in regard to my Mishloshim, we understand very well. The why of my Mishloshim is in order to expedite and make business transactions more convenient and easier. So, that's the why, but that couldn't be a reason as to the how. Now, but in regard to the case of Nechosov Lishtein, Mishmi Lishomik Librei V'yoy V'achine, V'in Derech Lasis Kein L'chalik L'kovet, so you can raise the question, so why is it in Hilchsem L'taymi? So this reason should be not only a reason as to the why, it should be a reason as to the how to. In other words, if the intention of the husband was, if there is an umdene de muchach, if there is an umdene de muchach, that the intention of the husband was not to give title to his wife, but just to appoint her as a trustee over the estate, so why is it hilchos l'taimi? So midraisa it should be effective that way, only as a trustee. After all, dvorim shebalev is in dvorim, but if there is an umden in the muchach, then dvorim shebalev is dvorim. And he say, Teisha says, the inderech lazis came, elach l'klokovil l'meisa apitropi. So we have to say, as far as Teisha is concerned, we have to say that it's not an emet gomor. In other words, there is aloch of dvorim shebalev in dvorim. So even if we know that he had mind to sell the Sodet, Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun, on the condition that he'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. But if that plan will be defeated, so Mele, he didn't intend to sell his Nechosim. But since it was Dvorim Shebalev, it wasn't apparent to everybody, so Mele, even though he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael, but the sale of his Nechosim was valid. So, in other words, so it has to be an emet gomor. So here, even though there is an emet, so it means many husbands, when they assign all the nechosim to the wife and they don't leave anything for the children, so the intention is because that the wife should act only as trustee, because they don't mean to leave the children unprovided. But many husbands act that way, but some husbands do not act that way. And some husbands so are ready to give away everything to their wives and leave the children unprovided. So mainly, it's not an emet gomor. So midraisa, we have to apply the aloche of dvorim shebalev in dvorim. And the principle of dvorim shebalev in dvorim is such a strong principle that even midrabbonon, so it's unusual that the chachomim should ignore in their takone the principle of dvorim shebalev in dvorim, because the emet is not an emet gomor. All right, we could say this in thesis. We could say this days. Now, as far as mashi iso midnei kishov meisek or mashi ish mabais, some chalei daite di ben. That doesn't mean that was the intention of the father. That means that the son relied on it. So Alpidim, without a special takone, just because the son took it for granted that the father was giving it to him, so it doesn't mean that the son acquires title in that house. But so that is the reason as to why the Chachamim is asking. But it's not a good reason as to the how. This is contrary. I mean, after all, we cannot divest the ownership of a certain person just because the son will feel bad and he was sure that the father gave it to him. So that's what it is. But in regard to Kisne Chosulish Day, so as far as Tezu is concerned, we can say, even though Tezu says in Derech Lasis, it means many people, it's not a Derech for them to act that way. But many people, it is a Derech to act that way. Some may say, it's a Yilchus HaMutaymi. But let's see the Loshi. of the Rashbam in two places, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet in Bo Basre and Daf Kuf Lamed Alef in Bo Basre. Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Oh, Apetrope Hanet Lat Mila Shavina Rabboni Kelech Zobetayim Chodeh Ho Idoch Deomer Avina Mashmuel Akeis Kol Chosef Liishtei Loyos Al Apetrope. The Anan Sade the Loyoka Nachlas Aboni. So the Rashbam uses the Loshon Anan Sade. He uses Loshon Anan Sade. Anan Sade. Teisves at least doesn't use such a strong Loshon of Anan Sade. Teisves uses Loshon in Derech Lasis. It's not a Derech by many people. It's not the proper Derech for people to act that way, to give away everything to his wife and leave the children unprovided. It's not the right thing. So Mimele, because of that, the Chachom no Misaki. But it's Hilchas Levitayim. All right, it's not the Derech, it's not the proper thing. But still, he did it. So it's Hilchas Levitayim. It's Hilchas Levitayim. But the Rashbam in Kuf Mem Dalet uses the lotion. You know, lotion Danan Sade de Lot Anachlas Abonim. The lotion of Anasade, the expression Anasade. This is the usual expression for an umden. Anan Sade means a strong umden. This is in Kuf Mem Dalet Omed Aleph. Now in Kuf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, the Rashbam again says, Leosa la petrope, deime da dasu, deino domania hezbonov, vinese in a sakel ishte, vilinishavin el la seiso, el la seiso apetrope. In other words, when does this takon apply to a case when he gives away to his wife everything, doesn't leave a penny for any of his children? So the Rashbam says, it's not a normal thing. I mean, that a husband, all right, is a devoted husband, but to give away every penny to his wife and not leave one penny to provide for his children, so it's inconceivable. So from the lotion of the Rashbam, it's mashma that it's an imid gomo. So the question is, if it's an imid gomo, so why is it Hilchas Levitayim? So midraise it should be like that. Midraise, without any takonis chachamim, because dvorim shebalevin and dvorim does not apply to a case of an ansade. No, so apparently, there is, we can deduce a big chiddush from the two Rashbams. The big chiddush, and it's not unreasonable, that when do we say that where there is an umdene demuchach, so then, Dvorim Shebelev is also Dvorim, only if you can reconcile the Cholapoches. If there is no absolute conflict between the Dvorim Shebelev and his Peh. But if there is a definite and an absolute conflict between his verbalization and what he has secretly in his heart, then we say Dvorim Shebelev Einon Dvorim, even if there is a Umden Emuchach. Now, so in this case, what did he say? He wrote in the Shtar that he's transferring all his nechosim to his wife. It's spelled out that way. I mean, there is no ambiguity. There is no ambiguity in the expressions that he used in the Shtar. I mean, the terms are specific and and definite, I mean, without any ambiguity. So he writes in the Shtar, that he's makne all the nechosim to his wife, so that his wife will have absolute title, unlimited title as nechosim. Now, but we say, he's not abnormal. I mean, how can he give away everything to his wife and leave nothing for the children? I mean, he has to be irrational to act that way. So obviously, in his heart, he meant that the wife should be the trustee, because he doesn't trust the children. Maybe the children will waste everything. So he wants his wife to be the trustee, but he doesn't mean that his wife should have full title in the Nechosim and his children have it. That's his hidden intention. But can you reconcile this, the hidden intention, with the words of the Shtar? No. So in such a case, where there is an absolute conflict between his peh, and his lev, so then we say dvorim shebelevin and dvorim according to the Rashbam, even if there's one of the Ruchach. So then you ask, but the Rashbo in Kedushin, I mean, this well-known Rashbo, I discussed it already several times, I think I mentioned it, that the Rashbo says that in Kedushin Dafnun, that when do we say dvorim shebelev, even dvorim, only when the pay is makrish, the dvorim shebelev. But if there is no akhoshing, there is no stirah between the peh and the lev, so then dvorim shebelev is loy. So the Rashbo says that in a case where there is no umden muchach. So mele it's muchach on that Rashbo, if the Rashbo says that dvorim shebelev and dvorim is only when the peh is makrish. But if the peh is not makrish, then without an umden muchach, dvorim shebelev is loy. Dvorim shebelev is dvorim. So mimele. So we say only, I'm sorry, the Rashbo says that we say dvorim shebelev in dvorim only when the pay is makrish. The pay is makrish. So it's mashma. So then dvorim shebelev is ein dvorim. So it's mashma that where there is an umden in the muchach, when there is an umden in the muchach, then dvorim shebelev is dvorim, even if he's makrish. So there is no stira from the Rashbo, because the Rashbo has reference to a case where there is a where you can reconcile the dash belev, the secret intention, with the pen. When you can reconcile it. So then, even though it's makrish, like the Gemara in Kedushin, so he sold his nechosim, and he didn't say that he's selling his nechosim because he decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the mechira was chal because he's born in Shebelev. So the Rashbo says because over there when he sold the nechosim, he didn't say, I am selling the nechosim because I have plans to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I am selling all my nechosim. He didn't say that. So mimele the peh was makrish, his hidden intention. But even though the peh was makrish, the hidden intention, but there was no absolute conflict between the peh and his hidden intention, on the surface, it was makrish, there was a conflict. On the surface, but actually there was no conflict. The two can be reconciled. In his own mind, there was no conflict, because that was his intention. So the two can be reconciled. So then we say, if there is no umden muchach, and there is an apparent conflict, but not an irreconcilable conflict. So, and there is no umden muchach, so dvorim shebelev ein dvorim. But if there is an apparent conflict, but a reconcilable conflict, and the umden muchach, so then dvorim shebelev is have dvorim. So then if there is an apparent conflict, if there is an apparent conflict, but it can be reconciled, so then, if there is no umdan in the muchach, so then we say, dvorim shebalev is loyav and dvorim, if there is an umdan in the muchach, in a reconcilable conflict, so then, dvorim shebalev is hav and dvorim. Masha'inkei, if there is an irreconcilable conflict, an absolute conflict, when the peh definitely is makhish the lev, you couldn't even reconcile. You couldn't even reconcile the two. So then, even if there is an umdan in the muchach, so dvorim shebalev is lo yavadva. Because you cannot negate the explicit dvorim of the person if it's impossible to reconcile it with the lev. That's the shita of the Rashba. All right, but that we have to say in the Rashba, but we don't have to say it in Tesis. All right. Now the Tesis. Now Rashi says, "Ki yulchus avoytaime, ki yulchus avoytaime, ki yulu kiblo, ki yulu kiblo meisha halocha lemeisha misina, halocha misina, shein tzorich losi stam, shein tzorich losi zbota." I mean, this can very well be understood with what Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam raises a question. I mean, the Gemara mentions Halach Lemesh Misinai only in regard to a few things. Halach Lemesh Misinai, Shul in Halach Lemesh Misinai, Gudasik Nechitz to Halach Lemesh Misinai. I mean, there are several Halachas. I mean, you can count them on the fingers. You can count the Halachas. What about the whole Torah Shebaal Peh? The whole Torah Shebaal Peh is Mikubal Lemesh Misinai. So the Rambam says, anything that is written in the Torah, or even if it's not written explicitly in the Torah, if it can be deduced through the Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes Ben, so it's not shayach to say Halacha Lemesh Misinai, because it has a remez in the Torah. Or something, let's say, like Migeh Chazokeh Rov, it's also Mikubal Lemesh Misinai, but this is something that can be conceived with full swore. I mean, Migeh Chazokeh. In the Pariyam Sir's Mana, it's Mikubal Lemesh Misinai. But it's something that can be conceived through Svara, and it has to be conceived through Svara. So, Memele, the Gemara doesn't say Halacha Lemesh Misinai. Halacha Lemesh Misinai, Chazok in the Pariyam Sir's Mana. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. This is a fact, it's a Svara, it's a Mitzias. But, that was Mikubal Lemesh Misinai, that Chazok in the Pariyam Sir's Mana. The Chachomim didn't fabricate these Halachas. So, Masha'inke, something like Shiur in Kazayis or Gudasik Mechitzte, it's not written explicitly in the Torah, nor does it have any remez through the Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes Ben, nor can it be conceived through Svore. So then we say Halacha Lemesh Misinai. So then we can say Halacha Lemesh Misinai. I mean, this is the Pshat in the Medrash. Halacha Lemesh Misinai, She'is of Seinel Yaakov. Halacha Lemesh Misinai, She'is of Seinel Yaakov. This is a fact. The answer is the sinai of going to Jews cannot even be explained. It's a swore. It cannot be conceived with swore. Why do they hate us? But they hate us. So the Midrash says Halacha Lemesh Misinai. Rashi says Ki yulchus avoytaime kilu kiblo meishe halacha misinai sheim tzorich losi zbota. I remember a certain, he was a gadol, he's a Rebbe Sheikh Nofor, a great gadol. So he once visited my father, Zecheinu Livracha, and he tried to explain a certain halachas, halacha Lemesh Misinai. So my father became so excited, I mean, because he tried to explain al pisvore Halacha Lemesh Misinai. He became very excited, my father. Why? Because Halacha Lemesh Misinai. So Rashi says, I mean, not only Rashi. Kiblu meisha Halacha Misinai, shen tzorich losi zbota. Because it is not to be conceived with svore. If, let's say, when you learn Halacha, chazok in poreim sirzmanei, you have to understand it with the svore. But when we study Shiur in Aruch Lameshi Sinai, and you say, let's say, by Chometz the Shiur is Kazayis, and by Yom Kippurim the Shiur is Kesves, you don't have to understand it, why it is like that. Even though it's possible to understand it, but it's not to be conceived with love. So this is, Rashi says, that Hilchas and Leitaimim means Al Pudim, even every Takonis Chachomim has to be conceived with love. But these three aloches do not have to be conceived with love. They have to be conceived in the same way as we conceive Aloch L'Mishmasim. That's the way it is. That's all. No kashas. Gufe, Omar Avun Omar Av. Pnei Lepnei Maim Eshlosh Nkone, Oim Arivo Mechen Rav Netam. Dib Maim Et Gimel Kone Baal Kor, Kesh Oleim Oishan Nifket. Dili Kone Elim Atzein, Eile Mando, Omar Davki Bikod Nkono, Lomo Hutzro Lissaki Maim Et Gimel, Yema Lissri. Vein Nire Leima, so Rav Netam Shite is, the Mir is Chelik Alet. The Mir says that Maim Et Shloshton is only kene bal kolche, bal is only kene mirzeni of the leve or mirzeni of the nifket. But Rav Netam says that even bal kolche of the leve and bal kolche. Why? Because if my mishloshim would only be effective, mirzeni of the leve and mirzeni of the nifket. So the according to Rav Zvid, that my mishloshim is only affected by Pikodin. So let's say Ruvin is a Mafkit, Shimon is a Shemer, the Nivket, and he gives it away to Levi, and the three of them, Ruvin, Shimon, and Levi, stand in one room. So since the Pikodin, let's say the golden watch, happens to be in the Rishus, in the house of Shimon, because he's the Shemer, where does he keep it? He keeps it in his house, in a drawer, in a lock, in a locker. So, Mimele, why do we have to resort to a special takone? Because Chatzir Shel Odom is like Yad. So, when Ruvin says 10, so Mimele, or he can just say Shrei, doesn't even have to say 10. So, Yubi Zeiche, and even though he doesn't keep it in his hand, but it's in his drawer. So, Mimele, he's making a king in his Zeiche, so why do we have to resort to a special takone? The man of the African corner, Lomus Sakman Gimu Yemu is he? They near a lame Madi Utsuhuli Saki, Limokim Shapi Kodim Yaranivket. Suppose he happened to give way at the golden watch to a watchmaker because it had to be fixed. So it's not in his issues. So without my Mishloshten, he wouldn't be able to be Zeche. So because of my Mishloshten, so Lame would be able to be Zeche. So there is still an alternative to give it away to Levi. So in other words, we see from this Gemara, from the Gemara Dise, that this is a kinyan. Even the Arishayim who say that there is a shita of the Miri in Makkes, Tafei, that the whole din of Idoas Baldin Kimei Yedome is not Mitzad Nemones, but it's Mitzad Kinyan, Mitzad Ischaives, and Mitzad Kinyan. But most Rishayim say that normally, under ordinary circumstances, so Idoas Baldin Kimei Yedome is effective B'tiras Biro, B'tiras Nemones. But from this Gemara it appears that even when it cannot be effective B'tiras Biro, for example, in that Gemara, all the Chachomim knew that this was not true, that he didn't belong to Rav Mori. He was advised to make such a Hidoye, even though it was a Sheker. So the Chachomim advised him to make such a Hidoye. So we see that even when it cannot be effective, B'tiras Nemones, it's effective B'tiras Kinyan. This is a Kinyan. The only Rishi who says that this is not a Kinyan by everybody, and it's only a Kinyan by Ger, because he doesn't have the capacity of being Matniz Nechosim, through Divrei Shrivim Rak, Yechsuvim Resuvim Dam Yesom, Mele, the Chachomim, or Misake, a Kinyan of Yidusei. But someone who is not a Ger, so then there is no, he is the Rosh, but he is a Yochid. All the other Rishayim hold that this is a Kinyan. even when it cannot be effective with Teiras Lemonis, it is a kinyan. So Memele, even if the Chayfetz is not the Shusei of the Nifket, so he still has the option of giving it away through kinyan edise. Why did Chachomim have to be misake? Sake. Elo nigalem dafil ba kol shel nifket kom. Vi khin ka bi sag yure. Di kom a rove, he khol ik nil rav mor an zuze. I bi mam mit gimul azlin. Mash mati po yei le khoy kin ba kol. Ve im le mal mo yei le khsham. Hoyo misratze li fi shoy mis bayish bi fne yis ale ma. Ey vi tsayni din kei. Bi loy ma mishloshn. Havo le me ma lo yazlin. Shlo yei ma lo ischei. Ki mistome hoy apikoten bi adro. I mean, from these statements, you cannot deduce the negative what the Rav Amiri says. I mentioned that Zev Yavet says it, that Yitzhak Yure had all the intentions of giving it away to Rav Mori, but he wanted to be Mikayim Mitzvah of Ruach HaChom Nechei Menu. So he couldn't deduce from these statements that Yitzhak disagrees with this Rav Amiri in Dushi. Because he says, so you ask, but if his intention was to give it away, so he would have to be misbayish? No, the answer is, but Yitzhak Yure didn't want that he should get it as a matone from Rove, that Rav Mori should get it as a matone from Rav Mori. Yitzhak Yure wanted that he should get it from him. So in other words, just as Rove wanted to do a good deed, a mitzvah, so Yitzhak Yure wanted to do a good deed. So Mimele, so that's why he would be misbayish. Now the Miri is Chilikan Ramatam, and he says that the whole Takone of Mamish Loshin applies only to a case where the Levi or the Nifket gives his consent. And the Raya is because the Gemara at first in the Havamine try to explain the Takone of Mamish Loshin on the basis of if it's explained on that basis, could it be effective? Bal Koch of the Levi, of course not. How can you say when he says explicitly, no, I don't want? So according to the Havamine, we would have to limit the Kinyan of Mamish Loshten. Kinyan of Mamish Loshten only to a case where it meets the approval of the Levi. So all the Nifket. So maybe Malu with Maskone, it also applies to a case where it meets the approval of the Levi or the Nifket. But this is the Mirishite. But Rav Tam says Einoch Name, as long as the Gemara assumed that it is a Hilchas Bitayme, so then it had to be limited to that case. But then when the Gemara concludes it's a Hilchas Bitayme, so mainly it applies to every case. Now, you cannot ask, but according to what we said just now, that it's Hilchas Bitayme only vis-a-vis Milve, but vis-a-vis Pikodin. So it is Hilchas Bitayme, so maybe it should only apply to Milve, even though it doesn't meet the approval of the Levi. But vis-a-vis Pikodin, if it doesn't meet the approval of the Nifget, it shouldn't apply. That wouldn't be logical, because it's one takone ligabe milve, but Pikodin and Milve. So the scope of the takone has to be the same. The same scope that it has, that this takone has in regard to Milve, so it has to have the same scope in regard to Pikodin. Alright. But anyway, there is a machlekes b'sheinim. Not all the sheinim agree with Rabban Tam's and the Rivo's din. The Rav Amir is chelik. Alright. Pnei u liplei nimai met gimu kono. Eim Rabban Tam. Di avu gav amich eshtachim v'chavei v'chozer u'mochu. Mochu. Mochu nos maton imai met shlosh ni yochil imcheil. So, Shmuel says, mentions the din. Hamich eshtachim v'chavei v'chozer u'mochu. Let's say, Ruven lent $1,000. to Shimon. And then, let's say, he lent him to be paid up in 10 years, the $1,000. And then, before the 10 years expired, so Reuven sold the shtar, the $1,000 debt, to Levi. Then, after he sold it to Levi, Reuven was meichel the chayv to Shimon. So then, is chazal mochli mochl. So Levi cannot come to Shimon and say, "You pay me." It's true that Reuven canceled the debt. He waived the debt. But when he canceled the debt, then you owed it to me already, not to Reuven. So what kind of a binding, what kind of authority did Reuven have to cancel the debt? It was not his debt. He didn't own it. So that's the halacha. That even though Reuven canceled the debt, was meichel the debt to Shimon, after he sold it to Levi, but it's effective. So Levi cannot collect the debt from Shimon. Collect from the Shimon. Now, why? I mean, that has to be understood. I mean, this is not halacha l'mishum Sinai, and that's not a hilchos b'taime. So it has to be understood. How can the mechila be effective if he already had sold the debt to Levi? So what kind of a bialim is it? So all Gesheinim raise the question, what's the tam? What's the svore of Shmuel's din? So the Rif and the Rambam explain it on the basis that Mechiras Toras is only Midrabanan. Midraisa, you cannot sell a chiv. It's an intangible thing, and it's not nitves bikinyan. Because in order to bikinyan something, you have to do something. You have to do a kinyan. Let's say, mitaldali, mishiche hakboye, you do something. Or karke, kesev, or chazoke, or shtar. But here, Echeiv, what was done? What by the kinyan was done? What by the kinyan was done? So, Biksino Misiri, he wrote his shtar. How did he sell? How did Reuven sell the promissory note? The promissory note that he has against Shimon, how did he sell it to Levi? The shtachim. He wrote a shtar on this promissory note. Biksino Misiri. So, midraisa, it's not effective. It cannot be transferred to Ksino Misira. It's only midrabono. Since midraisa, it's not effective. So that's the reason as to why, if he's meichel the chayv, so the cancellation is effective. Because midraisa, it wasn't transferred. This is how the Rif and the Rambam explain the aloche of Shmuel. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tesis doesn't mention the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rishenim in Ksuvis mention the Ram, the Hashbo, the Rosh in Ksuvis, they all mention it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it in Sifra Yoshua. So Rabbeinu Tam says the business why Hamich Shtachim Chavir Bechozer Umochle is Mocho, because when Shimon borrows $1,000 from Reuven, then there are two Shibud. First of all, there is a Shibud Aguf. Shimon is personally indebted to Reuven, and then he has a Shibud and the Nechosim. Reuven has a Shibud and the Nechosim of Reuven. He has a lien on the property of Shimon. So there are two Shibudim. There is a Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosim. So the Aloche Amtam Shiti is that Mechir HaShtores is Midraisa effective. But the effectiveness of Mechir HaShtores is only on the Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Nechosim is an inchoate kinyan. What does Shibud Nechosim mean? Shibud Nechosim means that he has an inchoate title in the Nechosim of the Levi. That's what Shibud Nechosim means. So that you can transfer. But the personal indebtedness, how is it Chayach to transfer personal indebtedness? Shimon is personally indebted to Reuven because Reuven lent him, but Levi never lent him. How can he transfer the personal indebtedness? So he could raise a question, how is it possible to transfer